Welcome to Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miner's here. Ian's the other knob. Haley's working her way down the hallway.
Bienvenue. Come on in. Welcome.
Welcome. I was just watching the video from Male High School. Teacher angry with somebody.
Were you able to find the video?
I did find the video, yeah. I found the parent who tweeted, "My daughter goes to Male High School, sent me a video of another teacher calling a black student the N-word. Been in contact with the school, nothing. Several local news outlets, nothing. Money talks," says the man on Twitter. But he's wrong because, obviously, nobody had the video once.
I was going to say, every news place has reported it now.
So that's what happens.
Money. But typical, the media is getting money.
Money talks. Yeah, we got so much money to not run things.
Yeah, JCPS, they're just throwing money at the media.
Mm. Right. So the video is here. Here, I'll punch it up for you. And the guy.
Is this edited?
Nope.
Terry.
I'm not going to run the audio.
Oh, my God. You're scaring me
I'm
here.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
You're scaring me.
Scaring you. I'm the one.
Right,
on the
right.
Teacher takes the phone away from somebody. You see nothing on the screen for a while. And then he says, effing monkey stuff. And then says N-word. You don't see the person say it. You just, because the phone's being held away. But that's what happens.
Oof.
And I assume it's the teacher because we don't see the person saying it. So anyway, JCPS says they'll handle it. And
They're investigating.
Sure that, yeah, this guy will. And then it's all media people in the thread going, "Hey, can we use this video? Send it to me." They're all going up and down there. So that guy's first inclination, "Oh, media's getting paid." And I wish. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Please pay me.
That does not happen. It's like when they say, "Well, the management gets you all together and tells you what to say."
We haven't seen our management in months. Yeah. They don't even work in this building.
I don't even know who runs this place.
We have management? Oh, geez.
Yeah, they meet with the sales department. They don't meet with programming. We don't matter.
I mean, they don't even know our names. So.
They wouldn't want to be associated with us anyway.
I don't want to be associated with us.
Motley crew that we are.
Very Groucho Marx there. I don't want to be associated with any group that would have me as a member.
All right. Speaking of media, they're gathered today in Texas. We're all just sick from this gut punch from this maniac going into the school and murdering all these kids. But we realize now that the initial reports that came out yesterday, remember, first off, when the shooting occurred 2 days ago, First, are hearing suspects in custody. There's two dead children. All that's the initial stuff that's
then
coming.
Then multiple,
and the suspect's dead. So how do these things get? It's people rushing to get on Twitter and doing that.
It's the blessing and the curse of Twitter. We're able to hear about a mass school shooting a million miles away on Twitter, but the downside, of course, is some of the details are a little sketchy. Unless you wait a little bit, wait for it, get your information.
Police spokesperson talking, a Texas Ranger talking from the Texas Law Enforcement Agency to the media earlier today, and it left everybody confused.
This is drastically different than what we were initially hearing from those initial reports from law enforcement. The fact that there was no confrontation with any school police officer or any officer whatsoever, with gunshots being fired here, and he was able to walk into the school through an open door and just kill indiscriminately, it's just beyond words, guys. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what? Because we all conjure up in our minds, how's this guy get in there? Well, the door's unlocked. How did that even happen?
It's the first thing I think of almost every time there's a school shooting. Unfortunately, it's very often nowadays. But when I was in high school, if you were out of the school, I had to text a friend, "Hey, get a teacher to let me in," because all the doors were locked. And this was over a decade ago.
Right.
Because he's 18, he looks like a kid, I could just see, oh, there's a kid walking into school, normal day.
But it had to be an accident, right, for that door to be left unlocked.
That'd be so much of a coincidence that it just happened to be unlocked. I doubt they have a system in place where all of the doors are locked.
So we've gotten all this
possible, yeah.
All this unverified information that's been coming in and out, and then we learned today that the shooter just walked into the school and started shooting almost immediately. And that there, because yesterday we had the notion there was this armed guard who then avoided the confrontation. And so here we go. So finally, the media people are surrounding with CNN's, one of their reporters is there yelling, Shimon Procupes.
Shimon.
But asked this question of the Texas law enforcement person. And this is what's needs to be asked. What in the world? When are you going to clarify?
I got you.
Yes, sir.
You guys have said that he was barricaded. Can you explain to us how he was barricaded and why you guys cannot breach that door?
So I have taken all your questions into consideration. We will be doing updates. We will be doing updates to answer those questions.
You should be able to answer that question now, sir.
What is your name?
Shimon Procopets from CNN.
I hear you.
Because we've been given a lot of bad information. So why don't you clear all of this up now and explain to us how it is that your officers who were in there for an hour, yes, rescuing people, but yet no one was able to get inside that room.
Shimon, we will circle back with you. We want to answer all your questions. We want to give you the why. That's our job. So give us time. I'm taking all your questions. I'm taking them back to talk to the team.
Can you tell us how the door was barricaded?
Look, thank you for being here.
And he cut it off. Instead of answering questions, and it is like, okay, so you did have people in the school and you were leading people out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And yet this guy's still in a room somewhere and they didn't
and
go
they can't
to,
barricade
to neutralize the threat.
And not only that, now we're learning he was in the school for an hour before he was taken out by police. Mm-hmm. So there is an hour time that we don't know a lot of what was happening, if he was barricaded, if police were running around the school. It is good to note that there were armed officers at the school. I see a lot of people saying, well, we need to add SROs. We have to have armed people in schools. Well, it doesn't necessarily stop a school shooting. And we unfortunately see it here.
Or will the story be adjusted further? Well, it wasn't an hour. It was 31 minutes or whatever. You know, they're going to keep moving the story.
I think if it looks better for them, they probably will.
But, I mean, this is unbelievable if people, they said police were there in 4 minutes. So did he kill everybody in that much time, or was there time to neutralize this guy if they'd been able to focus on that?
Right.
Instead of shepherding people. I mean, that could have been teachers shepherding people. Go out the other way or whatever. Which takes us to another thing. Here's the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, using this expression.
There are lots of short things that we can do and we must do, and we've done a lot in Texas, but obviously we must do more. You know, harden schools. There should be one entrance in and one entrance out in all of our elementary and all of our middle schools. They're small enough to do that.
Okay. There's a lot of issues with this. Some people are arguing with me about this via email or whatever. That one guy wrote, he says, you're wrong. Because
you've
I said, you can't
some
do...
hateful emails recently. People are mean to you.
The one way in and out is not practical. A school can have, let's just say, 1,000 people. And people writing me going, well, a bank has only one way. Yeah, well, what do they have, two customers in there? A movie theater? Yeah, to come in and pay in the lobby. But those theaters have emergency exits that go to the parking lot.
Absolutely.
And so what are we going to do in a school? What's to keep, for instance, and I hate even saying these depraved things, but what's to keep a perpetrator from saying, okay, they got an armed guy in this one entrance. Why don't I light this trash can on fire? Guy comes out, I kill him, now I'm in.
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, or whatever. Or there's two perpetrators, like in Columbine, where one does something that distracts whomever this person is who's armed. They either kill them or pull them away, and then they get
and
in.
The and the other guy's able to go make some damage.
And then think of a school building. It's got windows all around the first floor. What's to keep maniacs from shooting in windows?
Nothing.
Just in there and not even having to worry about breaching the one entrance. So there's lots of other things at play here. What do? Make schools that only have brick walls until you get to the second floor, and then kids have to go to school in a place where there's no light?
And then they're filed in and out of one single entrance?
1,000 people?
And you're going to gather all of those, which, like you said, unfortunately, we have to think of those things. But if you have someone with a gun and there's a big mass of kids because there's only one exit... It's
the same thing we talked about with airports after 9/11. Okay, so now everybody's going to get searched at the airport and they're going to back them out. Okay, well, if somebody wants to hurt people, They'll just do it wherever people congregate, whichever point you push them back, where they can still create problems. The problem is the maniacs and what we're going to do to try and figure out, stay a step ahead of a maniac who's going to do something.
But it's scary because we keep calling this kid a maniac, but it was an 18-year-old. Like, that could be your next door neighbor. It could be just a normal guy. It's very, very scary.
Normal.
Well, of course not, obviously. But it's just, it's so scary to think like, oh, yeah, it's like the Ted Bundy. Oh, he worked for a suicide hotline. He was a good guy at some point.
He's a good guy.
It's just really, really scary.
There's a lot more work to do than just saying, well, just make one entrance. I'm just saying.
More work.
Yeah. I mean, that's something people are offering as an immediate solution, but I don't think that it's practical.
At all.
Well, yeah, in a one-entrance school, you better not have a fire because the kids at the other end of the school.
Makes no sense.
They're going to
die. Just like the movie theaters, there have to be other ways out. And if there's an emergency exit, that means a door swings open. And that's happened in mass shootings before, too, where somebody swung open a door and a killer got into the stairwell there and did what they were going to do. There's other ways. There's just all kinds of problems with all that. So keep thinking. Keep trying. That's not a solution. Jesse is working again. Did you hear, Haley?
Who put him in a movie?
Juicy?
Yeah, Juicy. That's what Dave Chappelle calls him. He's not actually in the movie, but I think he's the writer and director, perhaps.
Oh.
Here's Jason Nathanson.
It's called B-Boy Blues.
I've never seen you before. That's why I asked.
Guess I get seen when I'm supposed to get seen.
Adapted from James Earl Hardy's novel about two men from different worlds in New York who fall in love. The first film written and directed by Jussie Smollett. It'll air on BET Plus June 9th as part of their Pride Month offerings. It's Smollett's first project since being found guilty of faking a hate crime in Chicago. BET, the first major media name to attach itself to Smollett, who has always maintained his innocence. His case is being appealed.
There you go. His case is being appealed.
Hollywood.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News. That's what he says for us here right at the end.
Hollywood.
Thank you, Jason.
Hollywood.
I like the sound of that.
Interesting that BET took him up. You would think, you know, being found guilty of committing faking a hate crime.
People, 6 months pass and people are like, move on to the next thing. Who?
Especially because if he's just behind the scenes, he's not the face of it, people will have no idea.
Well, it's, you know, their streaming platform.
Right,
clearly.
Plus.
Did anyone know there was a BET Plus? I've never heard of that.
Didn't work out for CNN Plus.
Well, it did for about a week.
What happened to Rex Chapman? I guess he had a job for like 20 minutes, right? He was a reporter on there and then...
Hopefully he didn't buy too many of those matching jacket glasses. Combos.
Yeah, that was his look. Yeah, he was going to start a whole new thing where his jacket and glasses were matching. I'll have to ask him about that. I texted him, and when I read a nice profile of him in the New York Times, I said, hey, dude, and he wrote back. He goes, I just can't believe I am where I am. What's happening? And I was like, 2 days later, CNN Plus, gone. That was quick.
I hope he enjoyed his CNN Plus popcorn maker that evidently they were handing to employees as they left.
Yeah. What?
The employees, when they got laid off, they got CNN Plus gift bags that had like headphones that were logoed. Some of them got a popcorn maker. Like, wow, that's classy right there. Thanks for all that.
Wow.
Other show business news, Ken Jeong, he's doing the commencement address at Tulane.
To the class of 2022, the key to success is persistence. Mr. Chow just gave you a national shout out. So stupid. I would let you all sing Mr. Brightside one by one all night long, and I am sick of that song, and that's how much I love you guys. So cultivate what you learned. Make something special out of it and never give up. In the words of Mr. Chow, Toodaloo Grunway!
Isn't it nice to make a living just making funny noises?
He has such an interesting voice.
He's a nut.
And a doctor.
Yeah.
And a doctor.
He's funny in all those different films. You've seen him over the years. He's on, Masked Singer? Yeah, he's in
a new Mike Myers show as well on Netflix called The Pentaverate.
What a great career. Just go out there and be you. What's the script? Just go out there and be you. Whatever he says.
Imagine being one of his patients a bunch of years ago before he was a famous actor. Must have been the best doctor ever.
Last thing here in our showbiz segment, a British man has set the world record for rapping. 39 hours plus.
What? 39
hours, 37 minutes. He's got a new world record. His name's Daniel Alcon. He goes by the name Dulcon. He's boring.
I'm aiming to break a world record called the longest rap marathon. Let's try and give it a start then. Are we ready? Witnesses? Let's go then.
Oh boy. Listen in.
Right, yo. I'm ready, yo.
Yo.
Life's a competition, survive a daily mission. I just want you and I to be in a better position. I wanna do this right now for my family, for everybody out there, not the salary.
So what did he have, a rhyming dictionary? He went for 39 hours.
39 hours of that?
37 minutes.
How many pages do you have to write down for that?
I don't
for
know.
39 hours.
Right, because he's not just spitting that off the top
no,
of his head.
No, not a chance. No
way. He's going through a rhyming dictionary or something. He's got a computer screen in front of him, and he's just going through pages.
Could we get, like, Eminem or someone, Snoop Dogg, I don't know, like a real Kendrick Lamar, a real rapper to, like, do this?
39 hours? That's so weird to even think.
Surely, I mean, Chance the Rapper can make it to 40 hours, right?
He had to take drinks of water. He
I
had
was
going to
say,
he's
got,
I mean,
yeah, so, got to stop to use the restroom at some point, or is he just standing there in the bathroom and he's still spitting?
You're rapping that whole time.
Ugh.
And then you're rapping about what you're doing, and it's horrible.
Well, let's not rap about that.
You can't eat a sandwich and keep spitting.
No.
So, I don't know.
You'll be spitting out pieces of your sandwich.
Had to be rules, that rest rules in there. All right, we're back in a minute. Amber and Johnny. It's getting exciting.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this.
Amber and Johnny, they're still going at it, Haley.
But we are coming to an end.
Is it over tomorrow?
Is the last.
No!
I think
closing arguments. Everybody wants to get off to with their holiday weekend. Can we move it along? Move it along.
Come on.
The jurors are like, I want to go to the lake.
But, I mean, you still get that free lunch, so
that's
let's
right.
make it till at least lunch.
They put in their lunch orders. I'll have the barbecue. I like those spicy fries, too.
And you gave me a Coke yesterday, and I'm going to need a Diet Coke, so thank you. Hello. Don't mess that up this time.
So expect it to be over an early afternoon after lunch is consumed.
I would guess.
We have a verdict. Belch. I just finished my cheesecake. Dessert I asked for.
Cheesecake? That's fancy.
They throw that in. Oh, well, you're a juror.
For this case, right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's on. Dan Abram is a legal consultant for ABC News.
Remember there was that one moment where Amber Heard referred to an incident where she was talking about Johnny Depp, she said attacking her, and she was thinking about that moment, remembering about Kate Moss and getting pushed down the stairs. Kate Moss testifies and says there was no such incident. Helpful for Johnny Depp, but not critical.
I think it is helpful, actually. Here's some of the testimony itself.
Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm. And as I left the room, I slid down the stairs, and I hurt my back. And I screamed because I was in pain. He came running back to help me and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
It was like Florence Nightingale. It was her nurse.
Yeah, Also, I must have never heard her talk before because I did not know that's what she sounded like.
She has very British.
Just a very London accent.
It's because supermodels are usually just modeling. You don't hear from
that's
them
a
that
good
often.
Point.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. More from Dan Abram.
His legal team was very effective in cross-examining Amber Heard. You would think that they would sort of want to leave it at that. It feels to me like Johnny Depp almost insisted to his legal team, I want to get back up there on the stand. There are a few more things that I need to say. He takes a few more shots at Amber Heard, but he also faced cross-examination again where there were more inconsistencies in his story.
Interesting. Some inconsistency. Maybe Johnny's getting a little too cocky that the public is on his side.
Johnny, how do you feel about how all this has played out?
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unimaginably brutal, cruel, and all false.
False.
No human being is perfect, certainly not. None of us. But I have never in my life committed sexual battery, physical abuse, all these outlandish, outrageous stories of me committing these things.
He was very displeased when it put me back on the stand so I could say all those
Do things. You think he had his big piece of paper and he's like, all right, what are other words for bad? Horrific, outlandish,
ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous,
just flipping through the pages,
painful, savage.
That's what I say. That's what I say when they ask me to work on the weekends. I only work one weekend a year. That's the Crusade for Children. That's from my heart.
And that's coming up.
That's right. Anyway, there's your boy, Johnny Depp. He wanted to get back on the stand and say all those things.
So sorry to all of those, all of our listeners who only tune in for the Amber Johnny stuff. It's coming to an end. You're going to have to...
Closing arguments.
Find something else.
I guess if you're Johnny Depp's lawyer, you get up and you just say, he already told you it's...
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
Painful.
I like Ludacris's music. Is that who you're talking about? I like Ludacris. And then say, what are we doing here, folks? Remember Kate Moss? She told us none of that happened. It was all made up.
We all love Kate. She's look at her cheekbones. She looks spectacular.
And then Amber's people get up with her closing argument. She hasn't been able to work. Please find it in your heart to give her some money.
She got kicked out of the Aquaman franchise.
And one of the jurors are thinking, I ask for a barbecue sandwich, not a cheeseburger. I hate this whole process.
Get me out of here.
Anyway, we'll finally get closed out. When we come back, Herschel Walker, he used to play football. He wants to be a senator. He has a hard time putting his thoughts together. And when you're a senator, that might be a challenge. On the way on News Radio 840 WHAS. They're popping a lot of old ladies at some Walmart in Arizona.
What do you mean?
Well, they're going through the self-checkout and they're missing some of their items. And they were like senile.
Out of the shadows, two women just jumped out at me, grabbed the cart, and ushered me all the way back across the store into a tiny little interrogation room, if you will.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, she got a citation, 14 other women getting a citation. It was a story on an Arizona TV.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe her. She just so happened to
steal.
Pick
them up one at a time. Bink. And then you set it on the scale, which knows that you...
Right.
You put it over there.
And if you accidentally put a toothbrush in, it yells at you and says, clerk on the way, clerk on the way. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Just be more careful when you're going through the self-checkout. You want to be humiliated. Herschel Walker used to play football for Georgia. He wants to be a United States Senator. He had a big win in the primary the other night.
Oh, okay.
He's asked about the situation after the shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and he's a Second Amendment advocate. He thinks that we don't need more gun controls. We need social media controls.
See, that is a person wielding that weapon. You know, Cain killed Abel. And that's a problem that we have. And I said, what we need to do is look into how we can stop those things. You know, he talked about doing a disinformation. What about getting a department that can look at young men that's looking at women? That looking at just social media. What about doing that? Looking into things like that, and we can stop that way.
Okay, let me get this straight. So he wants a full federal department
that can look at young men that's looking at women that's looking at social media. I don't even know what that means.
And that's going to stop the school shootings?
What does that mean, Ian?
I have no idea.
And in fact, I don't think he has any idea what that means.
I'm a little confused how even... disinformation on social media played into causing this shooting.
I mean, the guy did post something on Facebook, but what are we going to have? How many people would that take in a federal department who are watching every social media? I got a guy who posted something. Cages up. Shields up. I mean, it's like, I don't know. That's probably not Herschel.
Probably not feasible.
I think Herschel took a few too many hits in football. Maybe.
It sounds like it. Poor guy can't finish a sentence correctly.
We'll see how that goes. He wants to be a United States Senator for the state of Georgia. Good luck to you. We will talk to you tomorrow. Happy weekend if you folks are bugging
out early. We're getting close.
Memorial Day weekend. Let's rock. Let's get to the lake. Don't drink the lake water.